第一次听默照禅法的请举手。那再来问，好，请放一下。再来问啊，用默照的方法当做你的修行的方法的请举手。
Another question. Who any of you are using a silent illumination as your practicing method? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3.
所以呢，默照方法很简单啊，真正讲从头到尾大概十分钟就讲完了，可是主要的是要练习啊。
Actually, the method of a silent illumination is very simple. If I need to introduce, probably only spend 10 minutes to can go through everything. The key point is to practice.
那我已经从去年的八月讲到这次，今天算第四次。
Actually, this topic and I started last year in August, and today and this lecture actually is the fourth time.
因为方法很简单，很好用，平常也可以用啊。所以呢，我还是把方法，因为几乎大部分人呢听过，可是没有用，所以我再仔细讲。
Because the method is very simple, very easy to use in the daily life. And, so even though, I can spend a short time so to explain to cover it all, but the key point is to practice. So today, I'm gonna, review the method again.
那在讲这个过程的时候呢，先介绍一下，因为我这次主要是以师父的英文的无法之法为主，那先有英文再翻成中文的无法之法。
So this, this lecture is based on Master Shen Yan, our 师父 's book and the method of no method. And this is, first of all, has English book and then translated back into Chinese.
那师父对于默照的书啊，那中文有一个圣严法师教默照禅法，那个是从头到尾，只要读中文的人一定要看那本书，因为他师父把观念方法讲得很详细。
So, if you read Chinese, and 师父 publish a book and called Master Shen Yan Teach a Method of a Silent Illumination, this covered the whole method in very detail from beginning to end and all the concept and how to practice.
那英文的话呢，是无法之法这本书呢，也写得很详细，可是没有像中文的写的那么，几乎每一点都涵盖住。可惜圣严法师教默照禅没有翻成英文。
So, as far as the English book, the method of a no method, also have a very detailed description about the method and the concept.But not as detailed as the Chinese book of Master Shen Yan Teacher, Method of a Silent Illumination. Unfortunately, that book has not been translated to English yet.
那另外还有一本就是江克师父到英国去带禅期的哈，他原来的是用扇子接羽毛啊，那后来也翻成中文，中文记得叫什么名字吗？什么秋月？哈，对对对，如月映空。
So actually, another book. When 师父 went to England to teach silent illumination, also leading the retreat was John Cook, and that English book is Catching the Feather on the Fan.
那现在的名字就叫做 Silent Illumination.Illuminating Silence.
So the new name is called Illuminating Silence.
那本书我也以前我不觉得，就是说跟无法之法比起来，我比较喜欢无法之法。后来因为跟大家介绍无法之法，我再回头看这本书的时候，尤其英文那部分，你会发觉。John Cook 用他很多他自己亲身的经验跟大家分享，所以你看那本书的时候，你会觉得很贴切。英文部分啊。
Well, my personal opinion, I like the method of no method better than the book and catching the feather on the fan. Because the subject matter, I went back to read the book again. And inside, and there's a lot of description about John Cook's personal experience. And when you read it, it's very close to home.
所以, 可以看英文的菩萨, 我只能看英文的菩萨, 我还是鼓励他们看这两本书。 因为是不同的角度来看默照禅法。
So if you know how to read English or you only read English, I highly recommend these two books. And they coming in about the method of a silent illumination from different angle. So I highly recommend you to read both of the books.
那无法之法这本书呢，是师父介绍默照修行的方法。 及正悟之作，因为它有分三部分，前面是介绍他的方法，后面的第二步、第三步是弘智正觉的事迹。So
this method of a known method, in the beginning, the first chapter, Shifu introducing the method of silent illumination, and this book, the whole thing, and it's about the method, how to practice, how to actualize. So in the beginning, the first chapter is the method, and the rest of the chapter in cover Master Hong Zhi Zheng Jue's description about silent illumination.
那师父在1992年就把默照的修行的方法的过程重新整理，就是把它用大家比较能够接受的，就是分成一二三四这样。本来是默照的修行方法，它是没有次第的，可是他用次第的方法让大家对默照，因为大家比较容易接受，就是比较有次第的，所以师父把他修行的过程重新整理了一下。Originally,
the method of a silent illumination, it is really no step-by-step approach. In 1990, Master Sheng Yan and reevaluate how the method, how to teach silent illumination. So he categorized into steps. And normal all of us is easy to accept the method and step by step. So therefore, Shifu and do that.
所以等一下呢，我也会用像直观打坐，也给他分一二三，默照也给他分一二三，这样跟大家介绍。
So later on, I'm going to accord to the topics. Just sitting, and there's three steps. And silent illumination, there's three stages and three steps.
因为三三很好记嘛，你说十就大概要想很久啊，三三就很好记。
Well, three steps, and that's really easy to memorize and to do it. But if there's ten steps, it's going to be hard.
可是就要记得啊，其实是没有。 次第的，假如你有时候你身心状况好的时候，你可能就是在比较高的好的经验里头，那有时候你身心状况不好的时候，那可能你要从放松开始。So
please remember, there's really no steps. So when your body and mind in a good condition, that means more calm, and you can actually progress and really far. But sometimes your body and mind and condition is not that great, and you know, back to the beginning, start from relax breathing.
那师父把重新整理过以后，把它 弄成那么简单的，它就让大家更容易，现代的人更容易拿在日常生活来用。可是很可惜，好像每次有问题的时候就忘记方法哈。The
reason the Shifu did that and categorized into steps and stages, and because it's more suitable for our contemporary people and easy to use in the daily life. Unfortunately, most of us, and when we encounter the situation, we forgot about the method totally.
那师父早期，几乎都是告诉大家话头的修行。后来师父在 1990, 那时候他就发觉现在的人假如没有一个比较稳定的心啊，对自己比较平和的看法的话，用化同的方法容易有一些副作用，所以师父才又再开始强调默照的修行方法。
So in the beginning of the teaching of our 师父 Master 圣严, he used a 化同 method, that approach. And from 1990, and he changed into incorporate with silent illumination. It's because our contemporary people, our mind is in such turmoil, it's not stable. So when your body and mind is not in a stable condition, you try to use the 化同 method, it's going to cause a lot of side effect.
那大家也知道师父有两个法脉嘛，一个就是默照，一个就是化同啊。
So we all know our 师父 has two lineage. One is a 化同 lineage, one is a silent illumination.
那默照它的应该是朝洞宗，那化头是临济宗，这两个不同的传承。可是呢，可不可以和平相处？你会用方法的时候当然是可以，不会用方法最好把一个方法练熟了，那才你要练习别的方法，这样比较好。
师父说 lineage, one is 朝洞, that means silent illumination method, and 临济, that is 化同 method. So these two lineage, and these two method, can they be used interchangeably? Yes. But if your body and mind is not stable, and do not mix them, just focus one method. And then when you can be able to focus one method and practice, and then you can incorporate the other one.
那在师父这个英文背后跟无法之法背后的时候，师父有一段话，这段话呢主要就是对无法之法禅那个默照的禅法，你一旦放下一切，不让心住于任何一个东西的时候，默照开悟的境界就会在你会现在你前面。
So on the back of the book, and of the English book and Chinese book, and Shi Fu has a brief description about the method. He say, let go everything. When your mind is not abiding to anything, and the silent illumination will reveal.
那就是默照的方法就是舍舍舍。
So silent illumination, the method, is just keep letting go, letting go, and letting go.
所以默照被称为无法之法，因为它直接就是因为本来每个人就具有圆满的智慧，所以你要用方法，它是最简单的。
So that's why precisely silent illumination method is being called the method of no method.Because everybody all encompassing the complete wisdom, once you use it, and it's there, it's already there.
那过去的几次啊，我的方法是介绍默照的禅法，那告诉什么是修行，就是你调整你的身心状况，你的身口意，把它做一个调整、修理、修正。跟我们佛教讲的，因为我们是在要我们的目标是要开悟嘛，所以是要用佛教的正见来做你的身口意的一个调整。
So, this is a review. And what is a practice? And in Buddhism, and we emphasize adjust to correct your body, speech, and mind.And with a Buddhism's right view.
那在过去的三堂课，修行的方法，我们讲了三堂课哈，应该今天会碰到一些修行的观念哈。那日用也提了一些， 那今天也会跟大家提一下。
So, for the past few lectures, and we've been talking about the method, and then also the theory, the silent illumination itself. And also we talk a little bit about how to use in the daily life. Again, today we're going to talk about again.
那修行的方法呢，就是主要的刚刚讲的打坐的三只管打坐的三个方法，默照的三个应该讲三个阶段哈，怎么样去练习哈。那万一碰到对治的方法要怎么做，还有你辅助的方法，二跟三呢都没有提到啊，偶尔才提到一点。主要是在三次的演讲主要都是讲修行的方法。
So as far as the method, we mentioned about silent illumination is just sitting. And for the second one and the third one, and which is when the situation arises, how do you overcome the situation? And some of other auxiliary method and to help to practice. We didn't really go through the second one and the third one. But we did talk about the silent illumination method and three stages of a silent illumination.
那担心你们下次不来哈，把对治的方法大概提一下。对治我们最大的两个问题是什么？昏沉跟想太多，要么就是脑筋不清楚，要不然就是脑筋动得太厉害。我们有方法对治的哈。那辅助的方法大家都知道。诵经、拜佛、忏悔、感恩、布施，这些都是辅助方法。那今天就是跟大家提这些，那你去看书的时候，书里面全部有。
Just in case you're not gonna make it to the next lecture, so I'm gonna talk a little bit about the method, overcoming method. So when you encounter situation.And this two main situation is when you are practice. It's when you get drowsy. And the other, your mind is getting lagging and then you're getting drowsy. And the other one, your mind is overexcited. And then your mind just keep playing and playing and all your self-made movie in front of you. So that's two situation. And the third method, auxiliary method, reciting sutra, prostration, repentance practice, and gratitude and offering.
不告诉方法了，只告诉有这些状况。
I'm not gonna go through in detail. I'm just giving you the keywords, and you can read from the books.
Yeah. 那修行的方法呢？默照的方法，默照的三个阶段哈。那什么是默照？上次有讲过啊。那我们先从默照的方法开始讲。
So silent illumination, the method, and there is three stages. So we're going to start from what is silent illumination.
那我们先从放松开始讲。所有的修行方法，不管默照、话头、数息、随息，所有的方法。一定要放松。
So regardless any method, you all start from relaxed body and mind. The method may be counting the breath or using the breathing method or any method. It all start from relaxing the body and mind.
那尤其默照的时候，你要很清楚你自己是放松的。有的人不知道他自己放松。有这个人吗？应该有哈，因为有时候你觉得你很放松，其实别人看你是很紧张的。
So, especially silent illumination, you have to be aware of yourself. It's relaxing. And sometimes you may tell yourself, I'm relaxed, but other people see you, it's very tense. So you really have to relax.
我最喜欢做的一个实验就是我把我的手放在这边啊，那他也把他的手这样，好，他把他的手抽走的时候，我说我很放松，很放松，你抽手，我的手还在这边，你觉得我放松了吗？ 对，为什么？因为我还是在用我的力量嘛，哈，啊，这样就是可以做一个测试，你到底是不是放松了。
So I like to do, a lot of time I like to do this experiment. I put in my hand on top of somebody's hand. It looks like I'm relaxed. So, and the person under, support my hand, all of a sudden, and withdraw the hand. So if my hand is still holding in place, and that means I'm still use some strength holding my hand in the place. So if my hand is not holding by strength, and it's gonna drop. So that's the experiment to tell, am I really relaxed?
所以呢当你不知道你是不是放松的时候，你就用一个紧的方法，像我很容易皱眉嘛，哈。那我不知道我皱眉，我就是真的皱眉，跟我没有皱眉，我来感受到我没有皱眉跟皱眉的那个不同地方，那你就可以分得出来，你到底有没有皱眉头。不皱眉头一定是比较放松嘛。皱眉的话是应该是比不皱眉紧的。
So myself and like to do also like do this. So if you're not sure you relax and then and use the tense approach. So you do a series of frowning. So when you frown, you're gonna spend some energy to do the frowning. And then and so all of a sudden you relax. So you can compare this is fine sensation about frowning and not frowning.And so you can tell the difference if you are relaxed or tense.
那尤其上台演讲的时候，紧张的都不知道要放松，这个大家都有那个经验嘛，哈。所以你就知道清楚知道自己放松这一步啊，其实有过程的。我是很快的跟大家讲，所以你要先练习你平常走路有没有放松，你开门有没有放松，你跟人家讲话有没有放松，甚至于你跟人家吵架是不是轻轻松松的吵架，还是很紧张的吵架。
So especially when I have to give a lecture in front of everybody, and then this is a more tense feeling, but you have to clearly know and you are relaxed. Actually, there is a process and you need to practice on that. So I'm just mentioning to you briefly.So, and just keep this relaxed. You need to practice. So anytime you're eating, sleeping, and walking, even you engage argument with people, you know clearly, are you relaxed to do any task?
所以其实刚刚开始要放松的时候，你要告诉自己，我要放松。你一定要有一点点你的要去掌控，说我现在要放松。假如你根本就很会放松的时候，你根本就不用做这个动作。可是你自己不知道你有没有放松，先开始就说啊，我现在自己要放松。
So in the beginning of the practice, you deliberately tell yourself, I am gonna relax now. I'm gonna relax. I'm gonna relax. You deliberately tell you because in the beginning, and we don't know we are relaxed or not.So once you are more familiar with the practice and you know you're relaxed, you can directly go in there.
那在东出禅寺，就是法鼓山教的初级打坐班的时候，他一定会告诉，当你坐下来的时候，要做三个、四个头部运动。为什么呢？其实他也是帮助你放松。那再来三个深呼吸，也是帮助你放松。再来呢就是从头到尾的放松，所以放松其实也是一个方法。
So when we means this place CMC teach you how to do the meditation practice, we all start three head exercise, then following three deep breathing exercise, and then afterwardsand teach you to relax from top of your head to the bottom of your feet, gradually to relax. So all these is how to teach you how to relax step by step.
那有很多人啊，一坐下马上就开始用方法，其实那个方法用的不够绵密，所以你假如您能够把身心都放松的话，那你方法就会用的很绵密，你第一个可能不容易妄想啊，第二个也不容易昏沉，因为你做了头部运动， 做的深呼吸。所以我鼓励大家，假如有习惯自己打坐的，头部运动、深呼吸，还有就是放松，一定要做。
So some people, as soon as they are sitting down and they start engaging practice immediately, start to pick up the method immediately, actually it's going into too rush and too quick, and the method and is not going to be seamless. So either and you're going to engage a lot of wandering thoughts, or and sooner or later you get tired, you're going to become very drowsy. So I highly recommend each of you, when you do a meditation practice at home, you start with a three head exercise, then follow three breathing exercise, and then start to do this relaxation from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet.
那就是我们平常放松，平常也可以用。好比我们现在在走路的时候，你可以知道你脚是不是轻轻的放在地板上，你是不是整个的身跟心都是很放松，这些都是可以让我们在平常的时候也都可以放松。
So for example, and you can also practice relaxation in your daily life. For example, you are walking. When you are walking, are you gently place your feet on the ground step by step? And is your body and mind relaxed? And you can examine yourself like that. So this is how to practice relaxation in your daily life.
那我们在放松以后呢，我们在默照的有个前方便，就是直观打坐，这个是日本在日本呢，他的默照的禅法就是直观打坐。那师父把直观打坐当作是我们汉传的默照修行的前方便啊。
So a silent illumination, this is Shikantaza, and it also is the method in Japanese and for silent illumination. Shifu incorporate this method and as expedient method before you really go into silent illumination, just sitting.
那事实上呢，我在打坐，这个就是提示你自己，那个是有一点作意的，就是说我很清楚哦，我还忘了讲，默照或者直观打坐，你的坐姿变成很重要，你姿势一定要坐对，就是我们一般初级打坐班教的七支坐法，一定姿势要正确。那你姿势正确的时候，你要挑一个你坐起来很舒服的，你可以坐很久的那个姿势。有的人很久没有双盘，他一下子双盘，可能坐个五分钟他就要放腿了，因为太痛了。所以不要太勉强，你在练习用心法的时候，你的身体的就是找一个你打坐的姿势可以坐最久的最舒服的姿势，可是姿势要正确。
So the first one, I'm sitting, is deliberately I'm telling myself I am sitting. And before we need to mention about how to sit properly, especially in silent illumination, your sitting posture and have to be proper and correct. So, and there is many different ways to sit, Shifu introduced in the book. But you pick the method, you pick the way you sit, the posture, you can sit most comfortably and you can sit for a long time. Yes, maybe you can do the full lotus, but you haven't practiced in that for a long time. You force yourself and put the both legs up and do the full lotus, and you probably can only last 5 minutes because the excruciating pain. So, and pick a posture is most comfortable. You can sit the longest, and then you practice this method.
那七支做法我再跟大家介绍一下，因为我看有些人可能很久了，很快的介绍，就是你的上半身，你的头，你的下巴，你的肩膀，你的手，你的背的姿势啊，头顶天，下巴收下巴，那嘴巴闭起来，舌头顶上颚啊，肩不耸肩，也不往不挺肩，就是含胸，那背是直的，就是 可是不是很直，就是你直了以后再稍微往下做，有点点 S 型啊，那你的手就是解法界第一，左手在上，右手在下，那放在你的大腿上，那腿呢就很多的姿势，你看怎么做，单盘、双盘，还有散盘，或者是骑鹤坐，或者坐椅子都可以。
So, you may not fully know about the proper sitting posture. So, I'm gonna, mention it briefly. So, your upper body is, upright and straight, but it's not tense. So it's naturally fall into the S shape of your spine. And your head, it's, calling it's directly shooting to the sky. That means straight. And your chin is tucked in. So your mouth is gently closed. Your tongue is against the upper palate and back of your teeth. And your shoulder is not leaning forward and then push backward. It's just in the natural upright position. And you're doing the mudra. Your hand is naturally placed on your thigh. And with the mudra, and the left hand is on top of a right hand, and put it on top of your thigh. So as far as sitting, you can do half lotus, full lotus, or you can sitting on top of the cushion. There's many different way of sitting.
甚至于可以坐椅子。
And you can also sit on the chair.
那背呢是坐直了以后再往下沉一下。
So once your back is straight and then falling to the natural S shape of your spine, and then you gradually and sinking down.
那身体的重量呢是放在你的臀部跟蒲团的中间，不是在蒲团上，也不是在你身体的臀部上，因为人有一个问题啊，你假如一注意那个地方就会紧。所以你的重量有一点点往前倾，反正就是重量往下沉。
Your center of your body weight, it's placed on the buttock and, in between the buttock and then when you're sitting on the cushion, it's there. And your body is lean forward a little bit. So we have a habitual tendency. If you focus where you, are and then, that,you're gonna focus overemphasizing the part you focus on, so you're gonna become tense.
那直管打坐啊，它最重要的是要有整体的感受。我们第一步，我在打坐，把自己的清清楚楚知道我坐在那里，那个的感觉是整体性的，不是某一部分性的。
So just sitting.You focus on the totality. So you're not focused on particular part of your body. Your whole body is a total thing and it's sitting.
就因为我们太习惯处息呼吸，所以我们可能会把呼吸也是算我们身体的一部分，不是整体。所以呢，你当你这个有过程了哈，等一下我再讲一下。所以呢，你因为太习惯数息法或者随息法，你会把你的很清楚知道呼吸的进跟出，这个是一个过程，可是你要慢慢把这个呼吸放掉，还是照顾到你全身，你很清楚知道你整个身体在那边打坐，我的身体整个身体在那边打坐，第一部分是提示自己坐在那边，第二部分要扩展到整体，一到一部分就要说那个不是，我是整体在打坐，那时候又回到我在提示嘛哈，又回到就不是部分的话就是我在打坐而已，现在我们是整个身体在那边打坐。
So when we especially when we doing the counting the breath and following the breath, because we are counting following, so you become focusing on the breathing in and out. So all you need to do is just relax and then knowing about the breath coming in and out and relax. And do not focus on the particular part of your body. And your body, the whole thing is sitting. You're just sitting. And so if you realize you start become focusing on the particular, and then you go back to I am just sitting as total, as a totality.
那不管你是痒，你是痛，你是坐得很舒服，或者你只注意呼吸，你要把这些都要串在一起，把它扩大，变成整体。这个很重要，在默照里头，就是你不能够把它弄成一小部分，要把所有的小部分扩大成一个整体。
So you may have some sensation, discomfort like itchiness and pain, and you may sitting in really comfortable situation, and do not focus on the particular. So in just extend the whole sitting and become totality. Your whole being is sitting there. Your whole being is sitting.
那样的扩大，大家做过巴斯动禅吗？巴斯动禅也是他的方法跟默照很相应，他也是你一部分放松，等一下再来你全身的放松，再来享受放松。他就是要让你练习从一个小部分到一大部分，你不要只有感受那一小部分，你会有这边痒这边痛，可是你都要告诉自己，我现在是整个身体在打坐。那个只不过是我的一部分，不要放下嘛哈，默照就是放下它，放下它。
So I don't know you guys ever practice A4 movie meditation. It's the same thing. And when you exercise, your body is exercising, and then your whole body is exercising, and then your whole being is exercising. You're enjoying the exercise.And you tell yourself, whatever discomfort, this is only part of it. When you're sitting, you're not only sitting, your whole being is sitting. If you realize you start homing in and focus on one particular part and just let it go, let it go. And that's the main thing of silent illumination, let it go. And sitting, just sitting, your whole being, your whole as a whole is sitting.
那师父在书里面有提到，你很痒，对不对？你说我不管他，这个很痒，我不管他。你有没有管到他？有，已经管到他了吗？师父说，你一直在管他的时候呢，你还不如就给他抓抓痒，再开始练习。
So, 师父 mentioned an example, and some people say sitting is, oh, this is some part of your body is really itching. And then you become like, oh, this is really itching, I'm not going to scratch.But when you're doing that, you're precisely already scratching the itchiness. So you might as well just scratch it and get over with, and go back to the method again.
所以呢，像直观打坐，师父分为三个阶段。这个三个阶段，其实你的身心状况很好。你其实一坐下来，你一放松，我的身心全部都在打坐的这个状况之下。你不一定说还要告诉我自己在打坐，我的身体在转，不一定啊。所以就是看你自己当天的身心状况，可是不要勉强。你知道你现在没有办法，也许有某些很重要的事情，你就是没有办法，你就只好放松放松久一点。也许整支香都全部都是用放松的方法，都是放松也是一个方法。
So, Shifu said it's a three stage about silent illumination. I am sitting, my body is sitting, my body and mind are all sitting. So, this is when your condition, if today your condition is really good, your body and mind is very stable. So, and you can directly skip into the third stage, my body and mind are all sitting. But today your body and mind is in turmoil, is not stable.So, and you deliberately go back, I am sitting, I am sitting. You deliberately tell you I'm sitting and then progress that way. So, and maybe today is really, really a tough day. And then, spend the whole instant period and just relax. Just relax.
那, 放松有身心跟态度心情啊。态度就是你的心态是怎么样。你身体当然是要练习放松。刚刚有告诉知道吗？先从紧啊。那你怎么知道你心是不是放松呢？你假如是心啊，没有妄念，一下有，一下昏沉，那你心一般来讲是安定的哈。那你的态度呢，是明朗跟开放的，你的心情也是一直保持的是，很平和的，而且很有新鲜感，也不会觉得无聊。因为默照的方法实在是很简单，你假如你放松是身心态度跟心情都是这样的话，那你其实你的身心全部都在打坐。
So, my body, so, silent illumination, the relaxation, and also, and talking about the body and mind and attitude and then your mindset. And what does that mean? So, your body and mind is very relaxed. Your attitude is very positive. And then your, mindset actually is in a good state. So, when you're sitting in that kind of situation, you will not have a lot of wandering thoughts. And then you will not go into drowsiness. And your attitude actually is open. It's peaceful. It's not boring. And because the silent illumination method is very, very simple. And in some time, and the people think it's too simple, it becomes boring. So when my body's mind is in peace and a good attitude and then a great mindset, so you will not have that kind of situation. Your mind is very bright, very open, very peaceful.
那因为有些人不把放松当作他的前方便啊，除非你一直都在很安定的或者很固定的都有打坐的习惯，要不然一般的人啊，他不容易那么容易安定，所以在放松的部分呢，就是说你在做放松的时候就老老实实的做放松。
And some people think relaxation is extra and then so they skip it and they don't use as pre-expedient mean. And unless this person, the body and mind is always in a stable and then calm state and the person will constantly practice meditation. So the person, a lot of time, our mind is not as relaxed. So, and regardless, before we are really sitting, engaging the method, and just relax, you deliberately need to practice the relaxation method.
那有很多人也讲说，我不知道怎么样扩大哈，就是扩大到全身。我对于好比某一点，我可能很熟悉，可是我不知道怎么扩大哈。其实你只要清楚知道你在那边打坐，你不要添加任何你的念头、你的想法、你的情绪，你是继续用放松。那没有某个地方痒的时候，你会知道痒的时候，你的念头已经跟着痒了，那你就是练习放下。那也许以前可能要很久才会放得下，因为你不断的练习，你知道。你就是把它当作整体来看，那个只不过是海中的一个小泡沫，你身体的一个部分，你就是维持，你很清楚知道你全体，你的整个身体都在打坐，主要是一个整体啊。
So some people may say, oh, I don't know how to extend, my whole entire being is sitting. So as long as you clearly know you are sitting. So, and you don't have any actual thoughts, actual thinking, actual emotion. And for example, you may have itchiness or some discomfort and just let it go. And maybe before you practice and how to relax, it takes a long time to relax. And then go into this sitting and in a totality. But you keep practicing. and keep practicing, your whole being is a city. So whatever any localized sensation or feeling, it's just a little bubble in the ocean. So your whole body is a being, and do not home in or focus on this particular, and just your whole body is sitting.
那第三阶段，直观打坐，第三阶段，我的身体全部都在打坐。这个跟后面的末照的三个阶段啊，身心的统一，内外的统一，末照同时，我们希望能够达到的经验就是有末照同时的经验。可是在我的身体全身都在打坐，经验好的话，就会身心的统一，内外的统一。
So on the third stage is my body and mind are all sitting, and then that actually and in accordance with the third stage of silent illumination. Silent and illumination is at the same time. Your whole body, your entire body, in totality is a sitting.
那有很多人啊，因为这次我到西雅图去的时候。因为有一个菩萨问，他说末照的层次啊，修行的方法应该是到身心统一的时候才转化，其实是这应该是要这样讲，所有的方法都可以用，每个人都可以用，可是你要末照同时的时候，一定是要身心要不是就是要统一的状况。所以在师父讲心有七个层次啊，我们现在给它分为四个层次比较简单。一个就是没有用方法以前的心的杂乱，再来有方法的时候你的专心，再来就是一个统一心，再来就是无心啊。无心的状况就是末照同时的，我们讲的末照同时。那在末照同时的层次还有深浅。所以呢，他们讲说我要末照同时，没错，那你的层次比较高，你不能，就说马上就达到。可是呢，末照的方法最基础都可以用了。我们现在放松也是末照方法的前方便，都也可以用。所以末照的方法随时都可以用，不一定你要到统一心的时候才用，不是这样。所以末照同时没错，是需要统一心以后才会发生的一个经验啊，一个身心的一个状况。什么？他就是因为就是他们用止观的观念，因为止观就是到某一个你心安静的时候，你就又要观想。那可是事实上末照不是这样，它是自然发生的，它不是还要。刻意去做一个，不要照做，他没有一个照做。
So, when I was in Seattle, and this one disciple was asking, the stages of a silent illumination, is this a clear, or when I'm in this stage, and then I transform to this, I transform to that. And, because the person where it come from is from Vipassana. So, and after certain stage, and then you start to do samatha, and you start to contemplate. And so, in silent illumination, there's no clear stage. So we can use, another way and to describe, and your mind and can be, categorized into four stage. And in the beginning, your mind is all scattered. And then the next one is your mind is concentrated, it's focused. And then the next stage is your body, your mind is unified. And then on the very end, then there is no mind. So on the no mind stage is a silent illumination is simultaneously. And even in silent illumination, and there's also in a deep and shallow grades. So actually, silent illumination is really simple. There's really no clear-cut stage. And you can use in the daily life anytime, and you can use it. And so it will go in naturally, and there's no clear-cut stage.
那师父刚刚也讲了，那个阶段是 修行中不同的经验啊的程度的深浅，可是呢并不一定说我今天的状况好，我先身心统一，我在内外统一，我在末照同时，不是这样的。是师父为了要让大家有清楚统一有哪些状况，他就是分析给大家，我今天的状况很好，我平常也很可能我都是末照同时啊，末就有照和同时啊，只不过时间可能一秒钟两秒钟，可能有的人是时间长短，所以不是像小学就要初中就要高中，不是这个样子的，跟你的身心状况、你的修行还有跟你的善根福德是有关系的。
So the reason that 师父says about this four stages is it's the experience, it's the level and it's deep and shallow, and the reason he explained, and so this is the condition and happened. So, and if for example today your condition is really good, that means your body and mind is really stable and peaceful, and you may go into silent illumination immediately, and it may last for a few minutes and or maybe 1 or 2 seconds. It's really dependent on, and not only merely depend on your body condition, and then also and depend on your karmic roots, and then your merit and virtue. So all this together, and then when you practice in silent illumination, and this is all the contributing factors. And then so this silent illumination, and then could be small, and could be more, it could be intermediate, and your body and mind may be more stable. So this is all the factor in putting into the practice.
那另外在师父讲心的层次里面，统一心还有一个前念后念的统一，为什么末照里面这边没有提呢？因为前后念的统一是入定，那末照它不需要你入定，你有入定的经验很好，可是它只需要你身心有统一或者是内外统一的经验，它不希望你入定，定也有深定有浅定。
So also the mind, the level of the mind and the unify, and Shifu also mentioned about the unify of the previous thought and then the following thought, and so that is into samadhi. But silent illumination don't want you to go into samadhi. As long as your body and mind is unified, and then your body and an outside environment is unified, and that's silent illumination.
所以呢介绍一下身心统一的状况是怎么样哈？你的身体不再成为你的负担，你的感受也会消失啊。但是你的心是很清楚、很明白、很开阔的。
So, what is the oneness of a body and mind? So, and your body no longer become your burden, and then and this you may not feel any more sensation.And your mind is very clear, very peaceful.
那第二个阶段的内外统一啊，照师父在第39页啊，中文版的第39页里头有提到，他是说当你更深入的时候呢，你的身心环境是合而为一的，那个是内外统一。这个是第二个阶段，但是你感受到你的环境是你的大的身体，就是说你，所以为什么说你练习放松的时候或直观打坐的时候要有练习那个扩大，你要不是在局部而是全身，这个就是因为你现在是身心和统一，那你更深入的时候你会跟把环境也纳作你的大的身体里头，你已经说所有的人事物也是你身体的一部分，所有的环境也是你身心的一部分，可是呢你不会对它有排斥，你就是因为你们会和平，因为是你的身体的一部分嘛，你会和平相处的，那可是对环境清不清楚，当然清楚。 因为那个是你的身体，你不会对你的身体不清楚清楚，可是不会被它干扰，不会被环境中现在有人在吵架，有车子这样，飞机那样，环境很吵，不会，你的心是安定的，环境是清楚的，就是不会被干扰的。
So in the second, one is of a self environment. So in that's after one is of your body and mind is going deeper, and then your body and mind in the environment it's in unity, it's in totality, and that's why we say extend your body and to the environment, so you can actually experience you and the environment actually is your extension of your body, your bigger body. So you're not focused on one particular thing in your body. And so you are not rejecting to the entire environment. And even though in the environment there may be some noise, airplane go by, the car go by, and maybe even people engaging argument. And so you're not going to be interrupted by and disturbed by. And then you clearly know this is a part of your body. This is a part of you. Your mind is in very clear and peaceful state.
那默照同时，这个都是告诉大家一个经验哈。那默照同时的经验，假如想要更知道的话，就看无法之法的第二部分跟第三部分，因为弘智正觉它就是主要讲默照同时的那个状况。就跟大家解释，那师父也有解释，那个解释就是师父的体验，其实每个人的体验不一样，看那个事迹就会体验不一样哈。默照同时的状况是这样哈，心是很清楚的知道一切啊。默照一定是心是要清楚的，假如糊里糊涂的那个不是叫默照啊。你觉得有很好的体验，可能你一直在昏沉中啊。其实你是不清楚的，心是静止的啊，是很安静的那个静止的哈，不会被外面的环境人事物影响的。
So silent illumination at the same time. So if you are more interested, you can read the second chapter and the third chapter of the method of the known method and the master 弘智正觉. And talking about his experience, also Shifu talk about his experience about silent and illumination at the same time. And when this is silent illumination at the same time, and the body and mind is definitely is in very stable and very, very clearly known. And you may have a good experience but in the drowsiness, but that's not silent illumination. So the mind is very stable, very calm.It's not being disturbed by anything around you.
那默照同时的时候呢，你向内看你自己的心啊，是你的念头啊，你的思绪，你的妄想是完全消退，你体验到往内看的无限。
So, when silent illumination at the same time, when you reflect inwardly your thoughts,your mind and your thinking and any wandering thought, there's none of those. So, and actually it's infinite space inside.
那你向外呢，就是环境啊，你停止分别，那你就能够觉察环境啊，是无限的广阔。
So, reflect in, outwardly. So, and there's no discrimination and in outside, and there's no differences, and then also, outside is infinite space.
那所以呢，当为什么我们佛一直强调平等，不只对人事物，修行也一样。假如说你有分别呢，你就是你的观念就被狭窄了。那只有你平等的时候，你才是会平等啊，就是广阔的。不会很马上就对人事物有自己的想法放在里头。
That's why Buddha always emphasized equality. And so, that means no discrimination. So if you have a discrimination, you have a biased mind, you see anything it's going to be a bias, it's going to be narrowized and to view everything, anything.
那所以什么叫默呢？默就是所谓真正的默呢，心不住于任何一个地方，不会被任何一个地方给黏住啊。
So what is silence? Silence, the real meaning is your mind is not going to be attached to anything. It's not going to be clinging on or stick on anything. That's called silence.
那你的心没有被限制住。
Your mind is not limited by anything.
那你的心也没有想要依靠任何的东西。
Your mind doesn't want to rely on anything. It's free.
那当我们在练习默照的时候，真的让心安静下来，我们会有某一个东西要让我们要去靠的时候，像我们现在在练习默照，观我们的身体，那个身体就是我们在练习默照的，让我们心能够集中的一个依靠的地方。
So when we practice a silent illumination.And we're sitting, and our mind is starting to settle down. And actually, our body is something to cling on. Because we're sitting, and the body actually is the focus.
所以，数息大家知道吗？数数字哈，呼吸不是我们靠的，是数字是让我们靠的。我在数数字，这让我们随息。那时候呼吸的进出是让我们心能够安定的。当只管打坐默照的方法，我们看我们的全身，就是知道我们整体在打坐，那个是让我们心能够集中的。所以整体的观全身是变成一个方法啊，是为什么要练习的，就是这样。因为大家抓不到默照的方法，所以师父告诉你就是注意你整体身体在那边打坐。
So, for example, and when we count to practice the method counting the breath is not something you rely on. Actually, it's the numbers when you do counting 1, 2, 3. That's the number what you rely on. If you follow in the breath, again, the breathing is not what you rely on. Is the breath.In and out, the nostril is what you rely on. For just sitting, and you're sitting with your whole body, your whole totality, and totality is what the method you start, you practice on.
所以你很清楚知道你身体在打坐，那个不是默照同时，只不过你清楚知道，那个其实以默照同时来讲，它是它的前方便、
So, when you practice silent illumination, you clearly know you are sitting, and that's not silent illumination at the same time. And that's just the pre-expedient method. You clearly know you are sitting.
那因为有很多人觉得同一心不容易有经验到，其实师父在圣严法师教默照禅的170页里头有，其实哈，我们打坐的时候，我们是知道我们在打坐，知道身体的某一个部分我们会有感觉，但不是要特别去分别哪一个部分有感觉哈。所以当你知道的时候，而不是经过你的思考的，是直觉的，那样的话，其实你的心就是统一的。你不是要故意的，就说你自自然然就知道的，那个直觉的，没有分别的，那个就是统一心。
The mind of unity is unified. Unified mind is not that easy to be described. So when you're sitting, and you clearly know you're sitting,And your body maybe have a sensation, but you do not discriminate. You do not discriminate the sensation. You clearly know. You clearly aware the sensation. It's not coming from your thinking mind and not coming from you coming from a discrimination, you just clearly aware the sensation, and that is the mind of a unified mind.
所以师父就说，那个是身心统一的状况嘛，就是你知道，可是你不是用分别的，你是直觉的啊，这个就是身心统一。但对内外统一呢，师父就说，像好比我现在看的地板啊，那我知道地板在我前面，可是我就知道我真的是叫地板啊，可是我不会给那个名字叫地板，我不产生第二念。其实那时候就是你跟环境是同一，可是我这个大概可能连一百分之一秒都没有，可能下一念我又妄念起来啊。只不过是师父要让我们感觉到，其实身心统一、内外统一没那么难。
Okay, so in body and mind unify, and that's one, and that's you don't discriminate, and you clearly know your body and mind is in unity, and also your body and mind and the external environment is as one. And for example, I look at this floor in front of me, and then I know it's there, and then just my directly thought and the floor is there. So I don't have a second thought, I don't have a discrimination, I don't have a bias to distinguish anything. It may only last a split moment or 100th of a second, but still at that particular moment, I don't distinguish. And that is the body and mind and external environment in unity. So in the reason is Shi Fu give an example and try to explain this, it's really not that hard. And he just put it into a simple way and try to explain it.
所以呢，像用我那个地板的那个例子啊，只要我是看到的，我看到这个是事实，可是不会让我再产生第二念，就是不产生第二念，就是我不会被它影响到，所以我也不会说，哎呦，这个地板是这样拼的，我从来没注意那个地板是这样拼的，哦，原来是这个比较深，这个比较浅。我就是对那个东西产生兴趣了。那假如我是知道，我连名字我就知道，我看到的，我听到的，我感受到的，我不会被它影响。其实这样你就跟内外是同一，这个是只有一秒钟的，那你可以给它延伸变成十分钟，那种的感受是完全是不一样的啊，就是你经验就已经比较深了。
So, going back to, use the floor as an example. So this floor is right in front of me. I saw it the way it is. And then, I'm not affected by it. I'm not putting any other thoughts there. So, and that's, body and mind and external environment in unity. So, but if I look at this floor, I say, oh wow, this piece of, is darker color. And that particular one has a different shape and form. So, and then I keep have this consecutive thoughts and add one after another one. So that's not in unity. So yes, I just saw this floor in front of me. I don't have any second thought. And that's it. And it may last one split second. But if you can extend that split second to 5 minutes to 10 minutes, and the experience will be totally different.
我们有提到默照的日用啊。像怎么样默照的日用呢？其实就是在那个当下，该做什么事，就是在你全心全意在那个当下。其实我们平常吃饭的时候没有好好吃饭啊，看电视也是没有好好看电视，那更不用讲在打坐的时候妄念纷飞啊，昏沉。所以我们讲的能够把握就在那个当下做那个当下该做的事情，其实我们就已经在日常生活在用了。
How do you practice in silent illumination in a daily life? At that present moment. So at that precise moment, you do what you're supposed to do and do it wholeheartedly. For example, you're walking and just walking and pay attention on walking. And then when you're eating,and then do eating wholeheartedly. And normally, we don't really do that. We may just watching TV and this and that. And if you can really practice wholeheartedly in that particular moment in the daily life, and when you're sitting and you're just going to repeat the same thing. So, and practice a silent illumination in daily life. It's precisely at that particular moment, do what you're supposed to do wholeheartedly.
那假如说该睡觉的时候你睡不着，没有关系啊，今天现在是我要休息的时间，我就休息啊，时间该要到的我就起来。只要你能够放松，有没有睡着没有问题啊，睡觉不是就要让自己放松吗？假如你有办法在你那个八个小时你就躺在床上完全练习放松，有没有睡着有什么关系？我们就是因为担心，哎呀我这样睡不着了怎么办，我明天起来还要怎么样，这样的话我们就那个休息放松就做不到了嘛。嗯。
So for example, sleeping, and so you when the time to rest and just rest and relax, and even though you cannot fall to sleep, it's okay. So when we sleep, isn't that we just gonna relax and body and mind and just sleep? So if even though you cannot fall into sleep, but you do the relaxation, and then you get up and next day you're totally relaxed. And don't do this and while you are sleeping.And because you cannot fall to sleep, I say, oh, I gotta get up early. I have a lot of things to do. How come if I cannot fall to sleep? What am I gonna do? So just let go and just relax.
那可以练习啊，因为我尤其是在跟人家打气的时候，很多人嘛，又打呼又折中，那你根本睡不着啊。可是没有关系啊，这个时间你又不能起来。他讲好四点起来，你就是。因为一起来就会扰乱别人嘛，这时候你就是用要躺着嘛，好躺，我就放松的躺，反而这样你因为心情一放松，反而你可以睡着了。嗯。
So we need a practice, especially during a retreat, and we'll sleep in the dormitory. Some people may snore like a thunder, and it's really loud, and some people may grind teeth and then sleep talking, and so. But if you cannot relax, and of course, because we have a set schedule, you cannot get up until 4. You have to lay there. So just relax. And after relax, you can fall to sleep.
那我们今天15分钟讲一点无常啊，总是要有点进步嘛，进要有点进度嘛。那观念部分呢，正见。出离心跟发菩提心啊，讲这三方面，其实还有很多观念，佛教的正见是很多的啊，可是跟末照师父在无法之法提到的正见啊，是无常空无我。
So we should regardless talk a little bit of topics instead of keep reviewing. We're gonna talk about a concept, a theory, right view, renunciation.Arousing a body mind. So, right view. What is right view? Right view is impermanence, infinite, emptiness, no self.
另外，无常哈，在无法之法这边啊，是在第28页，中文是在第28页啊。
So, it's in chapter one.
那无常，哎。你是第几页？
看一下。So, impermanence, that topic is in on the, is on the page 8, the method of no method.
那无常可以分环境的无常、身体的无常跟心的无常。
So, impermanence, and there's three aspects. Environment, body, mind.
那为什么不直接讲心的无常？因为心不容易抓啊。所以先从环境，因为环境的无常呢，会影响到我们身体的无常。那我们身体的无常会影响到我们心的无常，我们身体的无常也会影响到环境的无常，那心的无常也影响到环境跟身体。
So why don't we directly just talk about the impermanence of the mind? It's not that easy to spot in the beginning. So we just say the environment. Environment is a constant changing, affect the body. And if the body changing, affect the mind. And the mind changing, affect the body and affect the environment. So it's easy just directly talk about environment first.
那无常呢？什么叫无常？它就是没有固定的嘛，哈，它会变动的嘛，它会改变的，它会变化的，它又很短的，就是说可能就是其实它是每一秒钟都一直在变，只不过我们看不清，就是说不清楚。等它坏的时候，我们才知道，其实它一直都在变。
So what is impermanence? Impermanence is nothing fixed.And it's constantly changing. It's not permanent. It's always changing.
变老是一天变的吗？没有哈。我记得韩愈的诗里面，他不是讲说眼茫茫，视茫茫，发苍苍，齿动摇，对不对？其实这个就是告诉我们，我们一天一天在老。那其实不要有这些现象，我们一生出来的时候，我们其实就是往那边走，只不过跳到那个 bus， 有人比我们早一点跳，有人比我们晚一点跳。可是再怎么样跳，你还是要往下跳，对不对？
So, getting old is not just overnight. So, there used to be a very famous poet, and he said, the eye is start getting cloudy, and your vision is start depleting, and the hair is getting wider and wider, and the teeth is shaking day by day. So it's really a gradual process. As a matter of fact, and it's like a stopping bus, and then you jumping on the bus. Some people may jump on the bus earlier, some people may jump on the bus.Later, but when the day you were born, you actually start getting old.
那有个是叫林清玄啊，那时候我很爱看他的书。他说有一次有一个人就被死神抓走了。他说为什么你都不告诉我？他说我有啊，很早我就告诉你啊。有的人二三十岁就头发就白了，那个就是一个告诉你啊。有的时候你牙齿开始不好了，眼睛。有的人很早就是远视眼了，这些都是我在告诉你说人生苦短。
So another famous author and somebody and just suddenly dead. So he was asking to the demon king, why didn't you give me some signals? Oh, I did. I gradually give you a signal.For example, your eyesight starts depleting, and then your hair starts turning white, and your teeth start shaking and falling off. I've been keep hinting you along the way, you just didn't notice.
那所以呢，身体我们对身体很宝贵嘛，哈，所以身体的变化会影响到我们的心。那从环境的变化、身体的变化，我们知道所有的。都是无常，都没有说一定不变的嘛。所以这样的延伸，我们的心也一定都是变的。因为你假如不打坐的话，你从来不知道你念头那么多。你一打坐，你就很清楚，哎，为什么我的念头那么多？就是我们的心不够安定啊。其实我们平常就是念头那么多的。
So we all treasure our body, and so because our body changing.And our mind changing accordingly. And the environment change. And then also affecting a constantly changing the environment and so affect our constantly changing mind. So this is all impermanence and is nothing not unchanged. So a lot of time if we never sit in the meditation, we never know our mind fluctuate like crazy. And all the wandering thoughts and rushing in. So, it's not because when we are doing a meditation, we have that many thoughts. Actually, we all have that many thoughts in the daily life in every second.
所以呢，有一个修行的方法，你就很容易看到你心的一直在变化，心的无常。 那我们一般来讲，心就是用我们最容易就是念头，没有念头你看不出来一直变化哈。所以呢，我们从环境、身体跟心的无常，我们知道所有佛教的这个正见来讲，就是你可以知道这些都是在变化的。可是修行能够帮助我们怎么样？能够帮助我们有坚忍和一心啊，有坚忍和一心，这个可以训练我们坚忍和一心。不管你有没有很深的体验，至少你用修行的方法，你就可以得到坚忍和一心啊。
So, we know, the environment is constantly changing, and so our mind is changing along with it, and so it's not permanent, it's impermanence. So Buddha's right view and then tell us this impermanence. So practice help us practice perseverance and then single mind.
那坚忍呢，是碰到困难的时候呢，就不要很快承认自己会失败哈。这个是练习坚忍啊。我注意了哈，像师父修行，像仁俊长老的修行，还有像一些大德们修行，他们同样的一件事情天天在做，每一个时刻在做。那他们那个时候才那个，就是因为他们可以用坚忍跟一心啊，这个来把他们的那个德恨啊，让别的人都可以感受到。
So perseverance, and so when you encounter a calamity or situation, and do not be defeated immediately. And for example, 师父 and Master 仁俊, and they are doing same thing every day, every moment.Practice and practice and practice. And so he can let everybody know and about his practice and his perseverance of practice and then the single mindedness.
那我们怎么练习我们坚忍跟一心呢？身体要松，身体要自在啊，方法的要紧，方法要很紧，可是不是紧张，让你的心很有警觉。这个很重要啊，有人一方法一紧了，心也跟着紧，那你就不容易放松。
So how do we practice perseverance and single-mindedness? So relax your body and mind. Your body and mind is at ease, but your method has to be taught, has to be tight. And that means your practice or method is seamless. Don't let go your method.
那心的警觉呢，是心很清楚，不休息啊，不会说中间松懈一下，那就是一直保持很清楚、很警觉啊。那所谓在师父在里面用的，他就要让大家知道，心的警觉就是你心很明白，你心很开放，你心很开阔，不是缩在那边紧的啊。
So your mind and keep alert.Alert doesn't mean it's tense. Your mind is clearly aware, and clearly aware, and then it's open, it's peaceful, it's totally open.
一直强调放松啊，你只要放松你的身心来修持的话呢，你对于方法你就会很坚守，用一个方法你会一直用下去。那你的心呢是警觉，可是方法是紧的。可是呢，你的身心是放松的。
So relax the body and mind, and you relax your body and mind to use the method, and your mind is alert, but it's not tight. Clearly know about the method. Clearly is using the method. Clearly practice, and then because that you can practice this method and seamlessly and for very long time.
那无常跟我们修行有什么关系？你跟我们在打坐的时候最容易就是脚痛嘛，哈，啊，那还有很不舒服嘛，哈，舒服的时候其实也要用无常看， 因为呢舒服我们常常就会忘记了，就像到花园去逛逛逛都忘了我修行的目的。同样不舒服跟痛是正常的，那很舒服也是正常的，那些都会变化的。
What is impermanence got to do with our practice? During our sitting or practice, sitting meditation, we may experience some pain, our leg pain and body pain, and that's that kind of sensation. Also, we also can experience, oh, this sitting is wonderful, I feel very good. And both are favorable, unfavorable condition, they all impermanent. This is all normal. This is a part of a meditation. So, and don't abide in anything.And they all gonna pass. They're not gonna last forever. That's impermanence during the sitting.
那为什么我会强调痛苦跟不适？因为舒服大家都不会提嘛，哈，因为享受了嘛，哈。只有不舒服才会提出来。那你把舒服跟不舒服都当作是无常的话呢？那你这样的话，你对痛苦你不会盯着看，因为我们只要盯着一个东西看的话。那个东西其实是你的注意力就在上面。
So normally, we usually emphasize on the discomfort because when it's a comfort, we usually don't pay too much attention, and it's discomfort. It really bothers us. So just know this is the discomfort, the pain is not going to last forever. This is impermanence. So and just let it go. And if you keep focusing on the pain, you're not going to be able to use the method. Just this is impermanent. It will go. So just put it down, let go.
所以因为我们把它当作是会变的，无常的，所以我们把任何一个事情，把它都用这种心态来看的话，所以你对任何事情你是豁达的，你是自在的，开阔的，也不会局限于。这个其实就是我们慢慢对无常就更了解了。
It's precisely and everything's changed. So it's impermanent. So when you are facing anything and it's not going to last forever, everything is impermanent. So you're not going to limit yourself. You're not going to get stuck on the thought. And everything is impermanent. So with that kind of attitude, your attitude is more open. Your mind is more free and at ease.
好，时间到了。我们这次还不错，还有一个无常。下次跟大家介绍。是6月17号跟大家介绍，应该是只有空跟无我，无我很重要，可能无我还讲不到，要到8月了。好。
So our next lecture is in June 17. It's not bad, we finally touched impermanence. So next time we're supposed to talk about emptiness and no self. Probably we only be able to talk about emptiness, we won't be able to talk about no self. Thank you.